Hachette Audio presents One Step to You. Written by Federico Moccia. Translated by Anthony Shugar. Read by Will Collier. Dedication. To my father, a great friend who taught me so much. To my beautiful mother, who taught me to laugh. Chapter 1. Sophia's ass is Europe's finest. That bright red graffiti, the work of some stealthy hand armed with a can of spray paint in the dark of night, now gleamed in all its brazenness on one of the massive columns lining the Corso di Francia bridge. Nearby, a Roman eagle, carved long ago, had doubtless seen it all, but wasn't about to name the guilty party. Just beneath the fearsome bird of prey's marble talons, like a baby eaglet sheltering in its protective shadow, sat the boy. His hair was short, practically a buzz cut, with a high fade at the nape of the neck like a U.S. Marine. His dark Levi's jacket was missing a button, scraped off along with a stretch of blue paint when he and his motorcycle had wiped out on the asphalt of a curve that turned out to be tighter than expected. Collar turned up, smoldering camel dangling from his lips, and a pair of wraparound Ray-Ban Baloramas. These accessories all buttressed his tough guy pose. But none of it was really necessary. He had a dazzling smile, but only a select few had ever had the pleasure of seeing it. He glanced down the span of the bridge to the cars poised menacingly at the stoplight, lined up, waiting motionless, like race cars at the starting line. Except no racetrack had ever seen such a motley assortment of makes and models. A Fiat 126, a VW Beetle, a Ford Fiesta, some other nondescript American car he couldn't identify, and an Alfa Romeo 155. He smiled. A few cars back, in a Mercedes 200, a slender finger with a badly bitten nail gave a gentle push to a cassette tape protruding slightly from the latest model Alpine stereo. The sound of a tiny motor seized the tape and drew it into the tape deck. From the twin Pioneer speakers in the doors, a young female vocalist's voice burst suddenly to life. The Mercedes gently moved forward, following the flow of traffic. The scent of the driver's aftershave wafted through the air in the car's interior. The girl in the passenger seat mused to herself that even if she'd wanted to.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?